Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffens, good day program. Good day. Mitch McFadden, Ken Kessler. Jennifer, if you didn't hear me say this earlier, went to a birthday party for William Shatner last night, who is a friend of her family's. And because of that, I met him a couple, three or four times. Very engaging, entertaining fellow. And pretty much the same. He's quieter in person than you might expect. Yeah, kind of.
I wonder if he had to dress up as the green alien chick that he was always dating in the show.
I don't know.
He didn't like that.
You think it makes me like, Jennifer, can you be green for my birthday?
Dr. Ronald Hoffman is going to join us in a few minutes to talk about, among other things, how overwhelmed or not doctors are because of the Affordable Health Care Act, especially now that Ted Cruz is going to join. What will that do to tax the system? Da-da-da-da. Speaking of taxing the system, radio station here in Los Angeles, KFI, big talk station, has become the first radio station in the nation
to switch to Christmas music.
Every
oh, no.
That may come. It's almost time.
Yeah.
The field reporters they have four or five field reporters, you know, the people that go out and reporting live from the scene. I'm Chuck Smith for KFI News. So Robin Bertolucci, the program director, convinced the boss, the guy that runs the station and the company that owns it, Clear Channel or whatever they call themselves now. What is it? iHeartRadio,
yeah.
To buy a bunch of drones and to assign one drone to every reporter. So now when you're out in the field, you bring with you a drone to help you gather the news. How about that? Drones. Now, I wonder how many...
To do what?
To look over the situation.
It's radio. What are you
going
to look
at? Crash on the 405. You can report more directly about the crash on the 405.
If you can see what I'm seeing with my drone, now wait a minute.
Right.
This is radio.
Yeah. Yeah, but now they can say they have drones.
All right. That's
right.
The first kid on your block or the first radio station in your town to have a drone. Covering fires, stories where reporters will be kept, the police keep you out. I can see this where the yellow tape is all around. You can't get in. You want answers. You send up the drone. What could be simpler? What are you going to do, shoot it down?
Yes.
Yes.
They are going to come find you, and they're going to make you take the thing down, or you will be arrested.
That'd be an interesting reality. They're going to be everywhere.
Don't you wish we had drones back when O.J. was on the 405?
Right. That would have been a good sign.
Wouldn't that have been great? Yeah. To see, like, 15 news drones following the Bronco at 25 miles an hour.
Look out below!
Peeking in his window. The guy's flying the drones right next to the windshield.
What was the name of the guy? What was the guy in the car?
It
was another football player.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to him? Whatever credibility he had before that was gone.
No. He was okay.
Al.
Yeah.
Who knows? You know what? If you know who it is, 888, this could be an early 2020 news quiz. Say what? Who?
You don't want me to ruin it for you?
Okay, go ahead.
Al Cowlings.
Cowlings, that was it. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. The Connecticut home of the man who carried out the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School was demolished yesterday. 3,100 square foot home, 2-acre lot, nice neighborhood home, now left as open space under a plan approved by the town.
They'll be able to park there.
Yeah. What kind of a weird feeling would you have?
With a jungle gym.
Yeah, that's what they want to do every
day. Swings.
Keep the land open. Adam Lanza.
Right. Didn't he kill his mom there?
Yep. Nancy Lanza lived there. Nobody's been in the house December 14th, 2012.
Yeah, that's an evil place, dude.
Then he drove down the street to the school, shot 20 children, 6 adults, shot himself. So this is a house that no longer exists. Listen to the name of the street. Yogananda Street.
That's probably what drove him crazy.
Yogananda. Isn't that a particular type of...
I said I live on Yogananda Street. What's wrong with you people?
Yogananda Street.
Mom.
Everything inside the house, rugs, lighting fixtures had been removed. And everything was incinerated and brought to the landfill.
There's no memorabilia.
You know what? Well, that was it. That's the other side of this. The weird creeps that would go into a house like that and then put the stuff up on eBay. Here, get your own light bulb from Adam Lanza's house. Yeah, and people would buy that crap. They would.
You know, I live on Civil War property. Like,
yes, I know.
They tromp through the creek right behind my house and everything. Yeah. And you always wonder. And I have neighbors who swear they've seen ghosts and you know, all this other stuff.
Right.
But man, I can't imagine ever living on a place that had that kind of bad vibe.
Well, that's bad juice there, man.
Bad juju.
That is bad stuff. Hunga bunga. Speaking of juice, energy drinks can be harmful to children and adolescents, and they should not be sold or marketed to children under 18. Let's talk about that.
We spent $1 million to study that.
Yeah, well, we'll figure that out in a moment. We're going to talk about that with Dr. Ronald Hoffman and the Affordable Health Care Act, plus some of the things that are important. He's got a great newsletter. One of the best medical newsletters I have ever seen. He and Jack, well, Jack doesn't have the newsletter anymore because he's got
podcast.
What do they call it? What's the name of the podcast?
Forbidden Doctor.
Forbidden Doctor, that's it, yeah. So that's good. What I try to find with the doctors that are on the program are people who have a life, who have something outside of their sphere of expertise, but then they can relay that when we're talking about things that are important, like energy drinks. They can take a medical position. I think this is a common sense position, but the medical side of this, I don't think most parents realize how harmful this stuff is to your gut. So Ron will explain that for us in a matter of moments here. Ron Hoffman, Dr. Hoffman on the air. It's 13 after on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
16 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Happy as always to have the author of the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. There's a website you can go to, drhoffman.com, for Dr. Ronald Hoffman. A lot of articles there. You can listen to podcasts of his radio program and get sort of the bird's eye view of what's going on in his mind. Does your wife understand? Is she looking in your ears every once in a while to see if there's something working in there?
She would if I were married. But
oh, I didn't know you were married.
No, well, I got a You know, I'm good.
You're like me. You got a.
I got an SO.
Got the swinging bachelor pad going.
That's it, right?
Right, exactly. Big time. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Never.
All right. All right. Angelina Jolie, and the announcement that she's having more elective surgery to protect herself from cancer. We've gotten a lot of email input. I suspect when you talk about this on your program this weekend that you will have some input, some people who think this is a great idea. Thank you, Angelina. Now, most of the women who are commenting on our Facebook and Twitter page have been very supportive. A few shots from men that don't like it. Kenny, what was that? What was the email, Facebook posting from a man who said, basically discrediting her? Do you have that handy by?
I don't, but what he said was that what's next for her? Will she have her frontal lobe removed to avoid early detection of brain cancer?
Yeah. Well, you know, right. So I'll weigh in on this. I mean, actually, there's a big article in the New York Times today which kind of lays out the argument for taking your ovaries out. If you have one of these genetic mutations, BRCA1 and BRCA2, increase your risk of ovarian cancer and breast cancer dramatically. So, you know, it's a little bit like Russian roulette. It's not like 100% that you're going to get these diseases. And certainly the vast majority of women who don't have their breasts removed or their ovaries removed won't get these diseases. But it's a little nerve-wracking, and it's a personal decision. And, you know, if thine ovaries offend thee, pluck them out. You know, mm-hmm. says that.
What would you advise to women who came? This woman, Angelina Jolie, I think her mother and grandmother died of these sort of problems, complications of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, that sort of. So what do you advise? Somebody comes to your office and they say, hey, I just got a mammogram and I got these problems, so what do I do, doc?
Yeah, it's still a very much a personal choice. You know, I just saw a woman yesterday who had a bilateral mastectomy, and she was, you know, everything removed. And she was very happy that she did, because what they discovered was that there was precancer, you know, virtually everywhere in both her breasts. So just taking just one area out wasn't going to be enough. You know, it's a personal choice, because for some women this is very, very life-changing and deforming. But for others, the peace of mind that you gain with taking away the potential cancer site is worth it.
Mm-hmm. All right, energy drinks in the news today. Harmful to children. Duh. They're harmful to everybody, never mind just to children, but more so to adolescents, and they ought not to be marketed to children under 18, so says an advocacy group called the Food Policy and Obesity Center from the University of Connecticut. Yeah. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, two things. I mean, they're Trojan horse for two things. One is caffeine, massive amounts of caffeine.
Red Bull, also, Monster. That
yeah,
kind of stuff,
and also massive amounts of sugar. And so, you know, you're getting away from the soda, you know, like the old-fashioned Pepsi and Coca-Cola. Now the soft drink business is diversifying into energy drinks, but that's still just another vehicle for massive amounts of sugar. The recent study showed that there was a much higher risk of attention deficit disorder in the kids consuming this. And no wonder, because they contain deranging chemicals, mm-hmm. and they just set you off. You know.
Well, this is the thing about modern times and using and having access to stuff like this. 1,500 kids went to the hospital last year, according to this study, between the ages of 12 and 17, overdosed on the energy drink. What in the world?
And the other thing is, sometimes these things are combined with alcohol, because supposedly, you know, you can party longer and party harder, and you won't experience the effects of the alcohol. It's not true. According to studies, you're just as impaired, but you may just not fall asleep.
Predictions that doctors would be overwhelmed by new patients as a result of the Affordable Health Care Act have not come true.
No.
According to a study released from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. You buying that?
Yeah, it's not happening, because it's so hard. You know, it's hard to get eligible, but then once you're eligible, the doctors won't take you. So, you know, they just don't accept you, because you're either Medicaid or you're a second class citizen for many doctors. So many doctors are not playing.
You don't take it, do you?
No, I don't. I'm off the grid in terms of insurance. I'm sort of independent physician.
Everybody pays up when they visit Dr. Ron Hoffman. And his advice is good, so it's worth it.
To trading chickens for health care. So.
There you go. That's good. Dr. Hoffman, drhoffman.com. Sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter.
Bye. By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Number one during this week in 1971. As a matter of fact, Tom Jones went gold today with this song. Tom placed the gold disc on his stereo and played it. He was shocked to hear himself singing, whoa, 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 whoa. 4 minutes of this stuff, Richie. That was a long way. Amazing stuff. Tom Jones.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Talking about it. All right, it's 24 after the hour on the Doug Good Day program. I remember playing this. This was one of the last songs I played as a disc jockey. And I went to see him perform at the Theater in the Round that was in Framingham. I think I may have told you this story before. As a woman who was very well-endowed, who ran down. He was singing, and this woman came from the back of the auditorium, ran down the walkway, and in the process of doing it, she was wearing a white blouse. I remember it like it was yesterday. She was unbuttoning the blouse as she ran down the runway and took her bra off and flung it at him. And the police were just behind her, far enough so that she could get the whole thing done before they grabbed her. And, of course, the audience went crazy. And whether she met Mr. Fox or Mr. Jones after the event or not, I guess
I'm sure he bailed her out.
Yeah, right.
No doubt.
You're under arrest. 25 after the hour. So here's some interesting news. Maybe you'll find this to be good news about E.T. and Raiders of the Lost Ark, a couple of the Steven Spielberg, John Williams collaborations. Film Concerts Live has added these films to its roster of full-length feature films for symphony orchestras to accompany live, both films celebrating their 35th anniversary this year. So the L.A. Philharmonic is going to give the world premiere of E.T. the Extraterrestrial live in concert at the Hollywood Bowl in September. I would like to be there for that. I think that would be a terrific concert.
They do
this concert,
at, at Wolf Trap here in Washington.
Do they?
All the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great place, by the way. That's a venue and a half.
Yeah, it's a national park, which is one of the reasons it's so nice, but they do it all the time. Yeah. Last year, they actually did Symphonic Bugs Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
So they did like.
But you understand the concept here. For those who don't know or can't quite imagine what we're talking about, the symphony orchestra, John Williams, for example, was the conductor of the Boston Pops for 4 or 5 years during all of the heyday of his doing this stuff for Steven Spielberg. And he would take all of his. The scores, thank you, for his movies and adapt them for the Boston Pops. And it was a terrific. It was terrific. Symphonic.
So what they do here is terrific. They show the movie.
Yeah, right. And they play the things. Right.
Symphony down there playing the music live.
Yeah, right.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. All right. Our video of the day, speaking of cool today, at DougStefan.com, a couple of children who got tired of seeing all the videos on YouTube of crazy trick basketball shots, so they made their own. Except that they decided to make fun of the other videos by making ridiculous trick shots that somehow always, through the miracle of editing, make it into the basket. This was posted a couple of years ago, originally, actually, but because March Madness is upon us, it has gone viral, 1 million viewers this past weekend. So if you want to check it out and just add to the numbers, you'll enjoy yourself with the video of the day at Doug Steffen.
I'm dying to know what the poll results were for our video of the day yesterday.
Well, I was about to do that, Richie.
You're not
Thank
racist.
You for,
Thank
yeah.
you.
The I Not Racist video that we had up yesterday, we asked you what you thought of it. 52% said it was hilarious. 26% said it's racist. Come on. 13% said poor taste. Maybe. 9% I feel guilty for laughing at it. If you haven't seen it, check it out. That's in the box right next to the big box that has today's video of the day. To the left of it there, the I Not Racist video. Check it out from DougSteffen.com.
Many older people think they can't compete in the job market, but that's not true. Career expert Peter Studner says, tune up your skills. Make a list of everyone you know.
Start off with your church or your synagogue or your temple, parents association. You ask your grandkids, everybody you know. And the more people you meet, the more opportunities you'll run into.
Networking doesn't mean you ask for a job.
Tell people of your availability. That's much nicer, much easier. When someone says, how can I help you? What you would say is, here's a list of companies I'm really interested in meeting people inside. I'm not going to be asking for a job, but I would like to meet them. Do you know anybody in these companies you might introduce me to? The more people you know, the more people that will direct you into places that you couldn't get into before.
Soon you'll be talking to insiders and handing out your resume. Peter Studner's book is Super Job Search 4. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on Q300469 in-store and online and $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Another money-saving secret from Arm & Hammer.
My name is Milena. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I love Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent. It cleans really well. It doesn't irritate my skin, and it smells wonderful.
Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent has a skin-friendly scent people love, so it's preferred 2-to-1 over the leading free and clear detergent, and it costs up to 30% less.
We've been on a very tight budget lately, so it's a no-brainer.
The clean you need at a...
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Sticking like glue to you, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Hello. The world of nursing in the focus here on Good Day. Richie is at the controls in Washington. Kenny's monitoring social media. You can join us at 888-302-3684. Women in the nursing profession are making less money than men, yet there are four times as many women in the nursing profession than there are men in the nursing profession. I don't even, in this world, never mind nursing, in any job, how do women not get paid as much as men? How does that? That was one of the things. Remember when Patricia?
Patricia
got the Academy Award. That was her issue. And remember seeing Meryl out in the audience pointing her hand at her. Yeah, you go, girl. I don't even get how this happens. I don't understand how, with the laws the way they are, and all this equal equivalency, affirmative action, and everything else. Never mind, even if it wasn't a law, how do you consciously, if you're running a business, how do you convince yourself that you can run your business and not pay women as much for the same job as men?
I would seriously have to look into the details of the nursing industry because I can't even imagine.
I can't either.
That is possible.
Well, that's what the study says, Richie. You know me, I believe all the studies.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So here's
full judgment.
Another recall in the news today. This time it's ice cream. You scream. We all scream for Blue Bell ice cream.
Was there arsenic in it or something?
Well, listeria detected in cups of chocolate ice cream, vanilla ice cream, strawberry ice cream. A test detected listeria in a cup taken from a Kansas hospital. These are these little things, these little containers of ice cream. We used to get them when we were paying 25 cents for lunch at school. And
in
they still
hospital?
Make them in a hospital. Right. Well, nobody is sick. See, the reason I bring this up, there are two reasons, actually. One, because it's something to note. But the way the news media wraps itself around this, and by the way, they say in the last line, no one is sick so far. So why are we making a big deal out of this? This will not maybe put the company out of business, but it won't help them any. They pulled back 74,000 cases of this stuff. The listeria thing, for those of you who don't know what it is, it's a gnarly bug that's almost impossible to destroy. In fact, and I think I've said this on the air any number of times, we get salmonella and some of these other things that are sisters to listeria, or they're all related. Some of them are tougher than others. E. coli bacteria in general, not pretty. But if you have a strong immune system, these things will never bother you. Never, ever bother you. The listeria, however, is almost a viral kind of thing that you can't get out. I guarantee you, if you went into the meat case, not frozen, fresh meat case of any supermarket, any butcher store, anybody who's selling this stuff across the country and around the world, you would find huge quantities of listeria.
You know, the first time I went into a supermarket in Colombia, South America.
That'd be a great place to get them.
I was amazed.
Yeah.
We're so used to having all of our meats properly butchered and cleanly wrapped in styrofoam and saran wrap, and it's got a nice little label on it, and it tells you how to cook it and everything. Down there, it's just like the meat's just thrown into like this refrigerator thing that's open that you can see all the meats. You pick them up. It's not wrapped. It's not anything. And these people are fine.
Yeah. Well, they built up an immunity to it. It is like many other things that we treat without knowledge here in our country. This is part of what it is to eat fresh food. Fresh fruits and vegetables have listeria and other things attached to them because that's just the way it is. So this big deal, I've spent, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes on it, but I want to make the point that it is not something to run around and scream, oh, my God, I had a Blue Bell vanilla ice cream cup.
Sterilized ourselves.
Oh,
we are so sterile.
Okay, Richie, have you got any David Crosby music handy?
You know what? I always have David Crosby.
Really?
Yeah, it's happened to have it right there. I always have my Walkman on my hip, and it's always got that mixtape in there, and I've always got it set right to David Crosby.
California Highway Patrol yesterday released 911 calls from David Crosby after he ran over a jogger with his car. He tells the dispatcher that we need an ambulance after he hit this jogger while driving about 50 miles an hour in Santa Ynez. Where is that, Kenny? Is that down near you? I forgot where that is. Santa Ynez?
I'm not sure where that is.
Or is that up north? I don't remember. Not important to the story, probably. Posted speed limit 55. He was going 50. Jogger's in okay condition. Highway Patrol said Crosby was cooperative and not impaired. Anyway, okay. So that'll be you.
How do you get 50 miles an hour and be okay?
Was he the father of everybody?
Yes.
It was him,
the father,
right?
Of everybody, right.
Okay. Right.
That was after he had his kidneys replaced. Nice choice, ladies.
Yeah. Good job.
Great.
All right, not much new on the crash of the plane. That story's been overcooked in the media. The 320. The only thing that's interesting about this story, frankly, because all these people died, and I felt badly because my take on it was there were a couple of babies, and I asked the question earlier, why would God bring
16 school kids
brought into the world babies that were going to just be killed in an airplane crash. It's a question. Yeah, 16 children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
it makes us all sit back and reflect on life.
Yeah, I guess. Well, that's what's
how special it is.
Yeah, right. But it took the plane was at 38,000 feet, and then somehow or other it went down to 6,000 feet, and that's what people are trying to figure out. Why and why was it as controlled as it seemed to be without any word back from the crew? The plane belonged to Lufthansa, which is the owner of the airline. And it's kind of a...
It took 8 minutes to descend and didn't get one distress call.
Yeah, why, though?
That is very odd.
Why? It is odd. Ben Carson hasn't gotten the message yet that he's out. So yesterday he called President Obama a psychopath. Not that there isn't reason to do that, but why...
Especially when you're a doctor.
Right. Do you remember Armstrong Williams?
Oh, yeah. I used to work with him. He worked at the network.
I remember him being there, yeah. Somebody that used to work. He tried to do talk radio for a while.
Yep.
He's the image maker for Ben Carson.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Right. Why? I just said, why? Why, why, why? Here's the story of happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Let's see, who's more recently? Jennifer. Had a birthday, right?
She did.
Happy birthday to you. So this is a 120-year-old tune. I can't imagine going into a restaurant where there isn't a birthday party going on pretty much every night of the week, right? And the waiters and waitresses come over and bring you that obligatory one candle on top of a cupcake thing and saying, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. So if you're using it, like that, I guess it's okay in a restaurant, but try to use it in a movie or a television show, and you gotta pay up.
Can't do it in a restaurant either. They all have their own songs.
They don't use Happy Birthday anymore?
No, they all have, Fridays has their own little
They do?
Little song.
The big chains do. The smaller ones will do Happy Birthday, because who's going to come after them? But why? Who owns it?
Well, Warner Chappelle Music owns it, but I thought it was public domain after, is it, 100 years or something?
No, like 50 years.
Yeah.
It's public domain.
Right. They want to charge anybody and everybody who uses the song between $550 and $100, like in a motion picture. It goes to five or six figures. Restaurants, $500, that kind of stuff. So this class action lawsuit that is the focus of the story, filed by Good Morning to You Productions, paid $1,500 to use the song in a documentary. The production company wants the music company to reimburse the money it has collected because there is a question about, I guess if I understand this correctly, Kenny, this whole business about public domain. That's the gist of it. Happy Birthday was copyrighted. Okay, so you can ask why was that. The song was written by Patti Smith Hill and Mildred Hill, sisters, 1893, called first Good Morning to All. They sold and assigned their rights to the song to Clayton Sumi Company in 1893, and that's how it became the song that it is today at that company. First published in 1935 for, I guess, a piano songbook, and has been protected for 95 years under the copyright law. There are people who are suing the company because they think it ought to be in public domain. And it could take till 2030 to straighten it all out, I guess.
Copyright was held by Birch Tree Group Limited and then purchased by Warner Chappell for $15 million in 1988. So that's why there's some
money. They want money back.
Yeah.
Happy Birthday remains under copyright. So don't you dare sing it.
Doug, I've got this great idea. We're going to buy the rights to the Happy Birthday song.
There you go.
How crazy does that sound?
Happy birthday to you.
Good luck collecting.
You belong in a zoo with the elephants and the monkeys.
Right.
They look exactly like... So just change the words and then they can't get you, right, Kenny? If you change the words...
Well...
Yeah, ask Pharrell about that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well,
All right, so we got that story taken care of. Amy Nordstrom, who is a science and business writer, is going to talk. She's doing some research and more work on the NFL concussion story, or at least the reality, because, once again, Chris Borland has brought this back into the limelight. So we'll talk more about, what did I say, Nordstrom? What
you
did
said I say? Nordstrom.
Oh, well, I was going to the store with her. Maybe that was what I was doing. Nordstrom. Thank you, Richie, for correcting me. At 15 before the hour, Amy joins us in a moment on Good Day.
For the highest quality flooring at the best possible prices, get to Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 10 million square feet of first-quality flooring must be reduced. Get 80 styles of laminate, including looks for under a buck. 70 styles of bamboo, like Clit Strand Bamboo for $2.19. 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, including 3/4-inch solid maple for $2.99. Plus, deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. For low end-of-quarter prices and the highest quality floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Let's get Amy in here. Amy Nordstrom is a science business writer at International Business Times. She has been featured in any number of scientific journals. She has been writing about the aftermath of what happened to Chris Borland. She wrote, American football is once again facing off against neuroscientists and health experts whose concern about brain damage has dominated conversation around the sport. Not just this sport, Amy, but lots of other sports. Soccer has been a focus and ought to be, and hockey and wrestling and boxing. All of these are very dangerous when you consider that the only thing that holds your head onto your body is a spinal cord that's about the size of a quarter.
That's right, Doug. I think a lot of different sports are going to have to confront this issue, although football has definitely been in the limelight. It has been voted America's favorite sport for 30 years running, according to the Harris Poll, which came out last year.
You want to put some money on what people are going to say 30 years from now about it?
Well, that's the fundamental question that the NFL is up against. You know, that league pulls in $9 billion a year in revenue right now, and they're trying to bring in $27 billion a year by 2027. So they have high hopes for the league, and many people are questioning whether it can grow to that degree with this issue in front of them.
Do they really get it? Does the league get this whole issue, or are they still trying to sweep it under the rug?
Well, you're right that they weren't as forthright about the risks posed to players for some of these long-term
disorders. That's putting it very nicely. They weren't forthright. That's moderate understatement. Yeah, go ahead.
For a long time. And the researchers and former players that I've spoken with since Borland made his announcement have told me that they are happy with the measures that the NFL is taking now. They say that the league can certainly do more, but they have made some real fundamental rule changes in the last couple of years to try to address this issue. For example, they've moved the kickoff from the 30 to the 35-yard line, and that rule change alone has reduced the number of concussions on that play by 40%, which one of the researchers told me is the most violent play in football. So they're doing a few things and getting a little bit more credit for this, although it's going to take them a while, I think, to come out from the criticism that they were facing a couple of years back.
So do you think this is a whitewash on the part of the players? Are they just saying it to get along because they want the check? Or do they really feel this way?
Well, I think that I talked to former players, so they actually don't have a stake in the game, so to speak, anymore. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I've also talked with researchers who have been some of the most vocal critics of the league and their lack of response to this issue. And they are getting more credit. They're actually bringing some of those researchers in on committees that now shape policy regarding concussions within the sport. I think there is a shift. They're donating a lot of money, of course, to research on the issue of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is one of the brain disorders that's gotten the most attention and has now been found in the brains of over 70 league veterans after they've finished playing and actually died in posthumous exams. So they're taking steps in this direction. I think everybody agrees that they need to continue to take steps, and also that the NCAA and also younger football leagues need to kind of follow the NFL's lead.
All right. I'm going to give you a homework assignment, all right? If you go to CeraScan, CereScan.com, you will see the story. This is a company that first was hired by the NFL to examine the issue. They had 3,600 or 3,800 football players' minds that their brains they were looking at. And then they got hired by the opposition to do the same thing. They're looking into post-traumatic stress and soldiers who have been rocked by concussion and stuff. I think you'd find it an interesting way to go to the next step on this as to what's there. So I just offer that as hopefully a helpful component. Amy Nordrum here from International Business Times on the concussion issue.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are.
What a great voice this guy's got. My God, listen to it. This is one of his better songs. I've not always been a big Elton John fan, but I've always loved this sort of thing. Can You Feel the Love Tonight was from the movie The Lion King, and we play it because we're interested in singing Happy Birthday. Yeah. Elton John is 68 today. Happy birthday to you! Anyway, isn't this a great song? Great.
He's going to be playing at the Jazz Festival when I'm down there.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got the strongest voice, my heavens.
It's a great concert.
Yeah, listen to the next part of the lyric.
Make kings and vagabonds.
How do you come up with these lyric lines and the music to go with it? That's a genius.
He doesn't.
Well, the other what's his face does.
Actually, on this one, though, he may have.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Come on, what's the guy's name who writes with him, who does most of the collaboration with him?
Yeah, Bernie Taupin.
Bernie Taupin, that's it, right.
Yeah, I don't think he wrote on these songs, though.
No, well, whatever. I just think this is a great representation of Elton's talent. I don't always like everything that he's done, but I think maybe because I played too much of it when I was a disc jockey. This guy's been around, by the way. He's 68 today. He's been at this for 40 years.
Yeah.
All right. That's the story of Musi Movic. Good, Doug. Movie music as we get into movie moments. Chuck Curry is here and help us a little bit with the number one movie from this week in 1990. I was talking about this movie earlier on. Not going to be a lot of heavy lifting to describe or to identify this movie. And therefore, you'll call us at 888-302-3684 the moment you figure it out so you can become eligible for our drawing on Friday for a weekend at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Here's the first clue.
I'm not a planner. I wouldn't say I was a planner. I would say I was a kind of fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants gal, you know, moment to moment. That's me. That's you. Yeah.
Got it? Anybody
already
know what it is? 888-302-3684. You'll get it by the time we're done. All right, next clue, Richie.
Well, let me guess. That would make you a lawyer.
A lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes you think of a lawyer.
Dark. You've got that sharp, useless look about you.
Yeah.
What a great line.
That's what you call a star-making performance.
Yep. Yeah, they made her a star.
Yes.
He already was a star, but it made her a star.
They've been all
next.
Over TV this week about this movie.
Together, the two of them?
Yeah, the whole cast.
Well, it's the 25th anniversary of the film.
Yeah. Right. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must
have
been
what
I just said.
Today
show
yesterday.
All right. There's an echo in here somewhere. And last clue.
This is a hot car.
It's a little temperamental.
Yours?
No, it isn't.
Stolen?
No, not exactly. What's your name?
Well, you want to be.
She was great.
Yeah, really perfect. Yeah. This is a great movie. 888-302-3684. Figure it out. Is it just a chick flick, one would ask? Chuck has movie news for us in a moment, too, here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
All right, Rick, stand up proud and be a chick flicker. What's the name of this movie?
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. You like the movie?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's a good, fun movie. All right.
I find it amazing we have all men on the phone.
Yeah, I was
movie.
Just looking at that, too. Everybody who's called out the guy. All right, hold on a second, Rick. We're qualifying you for our drawing on Friday. Good luck to you. We're going to send somebody to Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Chucker, what's in the movie news bag?
Big story broke last night, Doug. Actor Bradley Cooper will make his directorial debut with a second remake of A Star Is Born for Warner Brothers Pictures. Now, the idea, Warner Brothers wants him also star. And reportedly, they will try to sign Beyonce as a female lead. A Star Was Born was made into two films, one with Judy Garland in 1954. The other was with Barbara Streisand in 1976. Bradley Cooper also produced American Sniper, so he's gaining a lot of clout in the business.
Right, I would say who cares about that? That wouldn't be something I would run out to see. So that's it? You got nothing else for us? That's the story.
That's all I got, Doug.
That's all you have?
Vivica A. Fox is going to return for Independence Day 2.
See? I knew you had something. I was going to hold it out on
it. Without Will Smith. Sharknado 2, that's the big upgrade.
The Chuckers laugh. 50.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercials, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.